So, John, how long has the competition been running? How many years has it been?
This is the 11th year of the competition's existence, and we've had five previous competitions, and this is possibly the highest standard so far, just looking at the list of candidates and what we know of them. It's a very strong field.
And has the calibre of the jury changed over time as well, or the makeup of the jury changed over time?
I think this is possibly the most distinguished jury that we've had. Three dames, Dame Anne Murray, Dame Anne Evans, and Dame Margaret Price, a Knight of the Realm, Sir Thomas Allen, and two very distinguished pianists, Ian Burnside, and Graham Johnson, of course, who's so much associated with this hall and with the great tradition of song. The programmer from the Concertgebouw in Amsterdam, Annika Hogesteen, also joins us, as does Dr. Ralph Cohn, who's the visionary funder of the competition. So it's a very distinguished lineup, and they're going to have a tough week.
The Wigmore Hall has a reputation for intimacy and friendliness. Running a competition here seems to run crossways to that. How does a competition work in such an intimate and friendly venue?
I think it. I just mentioned to the competitors as I briefed them that the audience here doesn't want them to fail. It's very, very warm, and they'll feel a very warm vibe coming back up from the seats to them on stage. And you know, it's a wonderful experience for any young singer.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.